When college is over and from school we are free, do you guys ever wonder just what we might be? A teacher, a writer, maybe even a cop, but there is that one field where our plans just might stop. And that field is science, studying stars, genes, or whales. Whether chemistry or physics, it's always just males.
You have it all wrong. There's always been women doing things scientific. It's not just all men.
All right, here's a challenge. I'll bet you can't name even one single female of paleontological fame.
The study of fossils, extinctions, and such, your challenge is easy. You must not know much. She sells seashells. Does that ring a bell? It's about Mary Anning. She's a story to tell. In merry old England, she wandered the shore with her keen eyesight, found fossils galore. We changed in our thinking about ancient extinction. She proved they did happen. 'Twas a fact, not a fiction.
Okay, that's just one. How about the computer? With Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, it's all masculine gender.
Charles Babbage invented the analytical engine, the world's first computer. Wait, what's with that grin?
Charles? You said Charles? I now rest my case. No girls in computing. We're in second place.
Computers need code. Without it, they're useless. And who wrote that first code? A girl. Ada Lovelace. Quite hopeless would be that early computer if a very smart woman hadn't been its programmer.
When women stayed home and what we deemed proper, one dared to be different. Her name? Grace Hopper. Computers need language, and it wasn't a man that developed the one we known as Fortran. Hopper's mechanical language was something totally new, and all of her efforts helped to win World War II.
Okay, Grace, Mary, and Ada, but you've only named three. Throughout all the world, how many more can there be?
Well, there is this one person from Bologna, Italy, who was interested in things to do with anatomy. Her name? Laura Bassi, the first woman to get a scientific degree. Have we changed your mind yet?
So she earned a degree. I admit she did well, but did she do anything with it? Is there more you can tell?
She was so smart that at age 21, she became a professor. And do you think she was done? Not by a long shot. She then taught anatomy. And in all of her spare time, she studied electricity.
Felicia, when did this happen? Can you give me a year? What makes her so special? I don't get it, I fear.
You just do not listen. Is your head full of sticks? The year that this happened? 1736.
The first woman in Europe to get such a degree and to teach at high levels, I'm beginning to see. I'm starting to know that I might have been wrong and that women in science have always been strong.
But we're just beginning. Don't be in a hurry. There's more women out there, like, say, Madame Curie. Radiation she studied, and soon her fame grew before very long. Her name, everyone knew. Her work was important and as anything under the sun. Before she was finished, two Nobel Prizes she won. Two Nobel Prizes, she caused a sensation. She was very well loved by all the French nation.
By how many women has this prize been owned? Have you the number, or is Curie alone?
O ye of small faith, our history has seen that the women who won it numbered 17.
17 Nobels? I guess you are right. Science and women, I'm seeing the light.
Yes, we're in all kinds of science, even primatology, you know, the study of apes and their specific ecology.
You mean women like Jane Goodall? She lived in the wild. It wasn't for wimps.
And how about Diane Fossey, the gorilla's best friend? She spent her life with these apes and caused their reputation to mend. People thought they were evil, but she gave them protection, and what we thought was their violence was just our projection.
All right, Miss Know-It-Alls, I'll bet you aren't able to come up with the woman who invented a thing naval.
Naval, you mean like boats? I've got an answer already. Have you ever heard of a woman with the first name Hetty?
You mean the one in the movies, beautiful Hetty Lamarr, who was big in the 40s and whose fame took her far?
Yes, that's the one, but few people know she invented a way to avoid a torpedo.
I'm beginning to see that you're making your case, but can you name any women related to space?
Women in space? I think I'll do well. Have you heard of the woman named Jocelyn Brunel? She's an astrophysicist who, while studying our skies, discovered radio pulsars. See, it's not just guys.
And then there were astronauts Sally Ride and Mae Jemison, proving that space travel is for masculine and feminine.
Other women have worked on things genetic, trying hard to discover what makes our cells tick.
And all of these people are of the feminine gender? I guess I can still plan on a scientific future. My world's opened up thanks to you too. So many women in science, I just never knew.